It's a great pleasure this morning of introducing our guest speaker, Brenda Thompson. Brenda is the mother of a 25-year-old gay son and is the president of the Orange County and Whittier chapters of Parents, Families, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays, known as PFLAG. She speaks at colleges, businesses, and churches on a regular basis. This morning, she'll provide an explanation of what and how PFLAG came to be and tell her personal story and then answer some questions afterwards. So, certainly looking forward to you. Please join me in welcoming her.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me here to speak to you today. PFLAG actually started in 1972, and it was started by a mother. And she started PFLAG because she had a teenage son, and he was at a gay rights rally, and he got beat up while he was there at the rally quite badly. When she contacted the local police, they basically said, "We don't really care, he's gay, he got what he deserved," and they hung up on her. A couple months later, she went to New York and marched in the gay pride parade with him, carrying a sign that said, "Parents, unite for your gay children." And afterwards, a lot of people came up to her and said, "I'm gay, I can't talk to my parents, can you help me?" Or people came up and said, "We think our children are gay, can you help us?" And that's how PFLAG started. She invited a couple people to her home. Now there are over 500 chapters nationwide. There is a PFLAG.org website that you can find a chapter pretty much anywhere. There's also international chapters now. So PFLAG actually started as a parent support group, but we always encourage gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, anyone to come and join. They've thought about changing the name so it sounds like it's more inclusive, but they thought it's too well known to be able to change it. Since it does say parents, family, and friends of lesbian gays, it kind of implies that it's not for the lesbian gay people, but it definitely is, and we do always try to state that when we go out and speak. I got involved with PFLAG 4 years ago when my son told me that he was gay. And my story is a little bit unusual, more so different than other people. When he was 13, I heard him on the phone telling someone he was gay. He was talking to a friend of his and very adamantly telling this person, I'm gay, just deal with it, I'm gay. And I kind of thought, did I just hear what he said? And I'm a single mom, and he is my life. And so it really didn't even, I don't want to say it didn't affect me, but it didn't change any way I might think of him because I heard that. And then I assumed that he would speak to me about it, and we would talk about it, and we would see what was going on with him. Well, that didn't happen. The following year, he went to a performing arts high school in Orange County. He was in the musical theater department. All of his friends were gay. He would tell me they were gay. They would be at my house. They were openly gay at my house. He would tell me who was gay and who wasn't. And I'm still waiting all this time for him to tell me that he's gay. After high school, he moved to New York and went to school in New York for a year. While he was gone, one of his gay friends moved in with me because he needed a place to live. Again, an openly gay young man living with me. And I kept thinking, well, every time my son would come home, that this is the time I'm going to ask him if he's gay. But I don't know whether it's the mom in me or what it was, but I really needed him to come and tell me. I needed him to know that no matter what was going on in his life, that he could come and talk to me about it. And that's the reason why I didn't ask him. Later, I did ask him, if I would have asked you, would you have told me? And he said, yeah. He goes, of course, I wouldn't have lied to you. I would have told you. But he goes, I knew you knew. Finally, when he was 21 in New York, after a couple cocktails one night, he did call me on the phone and say, Mom, there's something I need to tell you. He goes, I know you already know, but I just need to tell you that I'm gay. I said, that's fine. You obviously know. I have no problem with it. Now get your butt home and come and talk to me about what's going on in your life. So he did actually move home from New York. 2 months later, his apartment lease was up. And we did sit down and talk about what was going on in his life. And as I said, all of his friends, even before he told me, all of his friends were at my house all the time. They'd bring their boyfriends over to meet me, and it was okay to be gay at my house. Once he finally told me, a lot of parents have that issue with, well, their kid's telling you, is it going to change? It made us so much closer. I mean, I never thought we could be any closer than we were. But just knowing that there was that secret little part of him that he was hiding from me and not telling me about, that opened all that up. So there was really nothing he needed to hide from me. He didn't need to hide where he was going or what he was doing or who he was with. Shortly after he came home from New York, he started working on cruise ships, and he sings in the big production numbers for Royal Caribbean. So he's gone a lot. He'll be gone for 7 or 8 months at a time. He comes home for a month, so he still lives at home, even though he's 25, because it'd be kind of silly for him to have an apartment when he's gone so much. He has been home since last November, and because he needed to take a break for 3.5 years, he was doing cruises, and he said he needed to be on dry land for a while. So he is home now, and which, quite coincidentally, he's working at a dinner theater on the Queen Mary. So it was like, but he said at least it's docked. So he works on the weekends at the Queen Mary, and he said probably in January after the first of the year he's going to go back on the ship again because he did a lot of traveling. He's been in a lot of countries, and it's kind of like he's getting paid to be on vacation and do something he loves to do. I've always encouraged his friends to be open with me. Two of them, he's got 6 really close friends. Two of them can actually kind of talk to their parents about them being gay. One of them can be pretty open with his mom. The other ones, they can't talk about. Even though their parents know, it's kind of one of those things, well, maybe if we don't talk about it, it'll go away. Because, you know, that usually happens. So, I'm the one that they know that they can come to my house. They all have keys to my house. They know they are welcome at my house any time, day or night. My phone rings off the hook sometimes, just nonstop, all through the night sometimes, because they know if they have an issue or problem that they can call me. And I'm the one that they call when they're having the boyfriend problems. And they bring the boyfriends over to me to meet me because they can't take them home to their own parents. And I am so glad that I can be there for them because I love my son just unconditionally. And the reason I speak is because I want other parents to feel that joy and that love for their child and know that just because they might be gay, lesbian, bisexual, maybe transgender, they're still that same person, that same child that you gave birth to. I mean, my son wasn't any different that day after I heard him saying he was gay than he was the day before. He was still my baby, and he will always be my baby. And so I try to make it a point to let people know when I go out and speak. I speak at a lot of colleges. A lot of younger people come up to me and talk to me. I'm very free with giving out my card that has my email and phone number, which people always tell me to stop doing that. But I want them to know that they have someone safe that they can talk to. And I tell people that my house is a safe house, that my son's friends know that they can come over, they can be who they are. His one friend told me that it's the only place he feels comfortable at, knowing that he can be whoever he wants, that I'm not going to judge him by what he does. And they're very respectful to me. They are the most loving. I mean, there's not one time that they do not walk in the door and hug me, and they hug me and kiss me when they leave, and they call me all the time and tell me what's going on in their lives. And I think about all this stuff that their parents are missing out on just because that child is gay. All of these activities and different things that I know about their kids that their parents don't know. And that's what bothered me before my son came out and actually told me, because I thought there's stuff going on that he possibly is telling someone else and he's not telling me. And I'm his mom. He's supposed to be telling me these things. And it just kind of hurt my feelings. And I know it wasn't about me. It was about him feeling when he's ready to tell me. And I asked him later, like, why he didn't tell me, because a lot of people, kids fear rejection, and some of them get thrown out of the house, which he knew that would not happen. But I think no matter how close you are with your child, when they need to tell you something, there's still that tiny, tiny little bit inside of them that thinks they might get rejected, or they're going to see that look of disappointment on your face that they don't want to see. And like I said, even though my son knew that I was okay with it, his friends were living at my house half the time. They're still living at my house. I don't know when that's going to end, but they're still usually, people will ask me, so how many people are living at your house right now? But I'm glad they have someplace safe to go and that they feel that way with me. And it's kind of funny because a lot of times when I meet my son's friends, if I meet new friends, they know everything about me before I even meet them. They'll say, oh my God, you're Brenda. Dustin talks about you all the time. You're like an amazing mom. And they all want to know if I'll adopt them. I said, come over. What's one or two more? It's not going to matter. And I don't feel, my son has had a very easy time of it because he did go to a performing arts high school. He is in the entertainment business. So he's never really had any issues with discrimination. They go, you know, down to West Hollywood and they're hanging around in his community. And with work, he's in his community. So we've never really dealt with any issues of discrimination because of this. I am very vocal about it. If I feel like something's going to happen, I'm kind of that go-to mom, and I always was from the time he was little. His friends would even tell him, go call your mom and tell her to take care of this for us. And so I'm very verbal about stuff if I think someone might be going to say something. And at work recently, a gentleman told me that his wife had gotten tickets for him to go see a show. They were going to Palm Springs. And he goes, oh, I just don't even want to go to Palm Springs because you know what's in Palm Springs. I said, you know what? Before you go any further, got a son that's gay. So you might want to just be careful what you're getting ready to say next. And of course, he said he wasn't going to say anything about that, which I knew he was. And later, I kind of wished I would have let him continue, and then I could have had the conversation with him. Because it's kind of one of those things, and I really think it even more so about how you hear the mother lion taking care of her cubs. I mean, I can tell my son as much as I want, stop acting so gay, quit doing whatever, but nobody else better say that to him. Because he's mine, and I can talk to him like that. Or if his friends are all at the house, they're all entertainers, so it's like a circus at my house most of the time with them singing and dancing, and they're very talented though, so. But it's kind of like a circus at my house sometimes, but I'm allowed to deal with them on that level because I feel I'm so involved within the community that, and it's just like with any race, color, religion, if you're within that community, there are certain things you can say and do that are appropriate. But if you're outside that community, it's not appropriate to do. And that's how I feel with the gay and lesbian community. I mean, as she said, I speak a lot in different places, and I'm very out in the community. I belong to two or three different organizations. And the funny thing about it is my son does nothing. He's not in any organizations. He doesn't go with me to any of my meetings. And I kind of started all this when he was away on the cruise ship. So his kind of philosophy is, this is your thing that you do. And I couldn't be prouder of you for doing it. And I love you for doing it, but I don't like to go to meetings. I don't like to do stuff. Certain things, like PFLAG is very active with Long Beach Pride, and he goes with me to that and rides in the parade with me and things like that. But I feel this is my issue that I want to do, and I don't force him to do it with me. If I have an event I'm going to, I always ask him if he wants to come with me. Sometimes some of his friends come with me, depending on what it is. But I don't try to force him to be involved in something he doesn't want to be involved in. He's very secure in who he is and always has been. Ever since he was very little, people used to tell me that he's very secure in who he is and what he wants out of life. And I was divorced when I was a year old. I was separated when I was pregnant, so his dad was never in the picture. He met his dad a couple times when he was a teenager. So I always tell people we're that stereotypical family that I'm the single mom that made the gay boy. And I said, if I am, kudos to me, because he's an amazing kid and I wouldn't change him for the world. And a lot of people have a question about, like, well, if these kids could take a pill and one day wake up and be straight. And I would say that 99.9% of them say they would not take the pill. There's a few maybe at the very beginning when they were dealing with issues. A couple of his friends got kicked out of the house at age 15. One of them at age 16, the dad beat him up when he found out he was gay. I'm guessing they might have thought about taking that pill at that point in their life, being so young, having to deal with that. But all of them now, they said no. And I would never want my son to do that because I feel that he would be a completely different person if he was a straight person. And he's in that group of, he is kind of that typical gay guy that you see, that he's got all these very attractive friends. They're all very attractive. And I told him, if you guys were straight, you would probably all be so arrogant, we wouldn't even want to deal with you. Because they're all very good looking. They're all 6 foot tall and over and just very nice looking young men. And so I would never change a single thing about him. And I try to encourage people that if you do have children, to accept your children for who they are, that your child has to live their life. They can't live the life that you envisioned for them to have, which is a lot of issues that the parents have. You have a baby. If it's a girl, you're thinking of a wedding and grandchildren and all of this. And you have to realize that that might be your vision for this child, but maybe that's not going to be their life. And they need to live their life, not your life. And you as a parent need to be accepting. And when I speak at colleges and stuff, I tell the people, someday you will have kids. Some of you in this classroom are going to have gay kids. So you need to learn to accept these children and know that there's nothing different about them. And obviously in the news, there's all these issues about marriage. And people always ask me, yeah, well, would you want him to get married? I said, well, why wouldn't I? I want my son to be happy. And if he wants to get married and he talks about having children one day, and I will be right there on the bandwagon helping him do that and whatever he needs to do to get married and to have children when that time comes. He's too crazy right now, so he doesn't want to settle down, but he needs to go see some more of the world. But I have always been there for him, and him being gay was just another thing that is a part of our life. It wasn't anything that changed him or made him any different to me than any other person that I know. And I get kind of crazy when people have issues with their kids. And so I really do try to encourage people to accept your children for who they are.
Yes, I have a question for you. The Proposition 8 right now is out, okay? I'm beginning to see scary commercials about gay marriage being forcefully taught in school. And I want to know, honestly, because I work in school, okay? I don't have any problems with this, but if any parent approaches me, I want to know how to respond. Whether it's mandatory teaching, or it's I don't even know what to use, or it's what's the word here? No, I know the term. That's not what I'm talking about. But do we teach any marriage in school? Is it mandatory to teach about marriage in school? I don't know a lot about this.
As far as I know, there is nothing taught about marriage in school. So when I first saw that commercial, that was my first response. It says, when did we learn anything about marriage in school? So I think it is just a scare tactic that they're trying to throw all these obstacles out, saying. See, and I don't believe it did. I'm not really that familiar with that, but I do not believe that it did, that they forced them to do that.
I don't know of any school that teaches marriage.
Right.
And this is not part of this
curriculum.
And furthermore, every school district makes the choice as to what is going to be part of the curriculum in that school. Now, there are certain laws that are mandatory from the state level, but that is not one of them. Furthermore, I find it interesting also talking about the gay agenda and that it's to stop people from procreating and so on. And I asked someone one day, a straight kid was telling me that, you know, this is what the gay agenda is. First of all, I've never seen that gay agenda. But one of the things that we have to understand is that, and I actually said, I said, if you're going to get married, are you going to have children? And he said, sure I am. I said, well, what if they help them? This is next door. And that's their marriage. You can stop having children because they're getting married. But the bottom line of this Proposition 8, I don't want to get onto that, but the bottom line of Proposition 8 is this. It has nothing to do with gay marriage. It absolutely has nothing to do with gay marriage. We already have that. It was given to us by the Supreme Court at this state. Now, what these people are saying is that the voice of the people is not being heard. What they don't understand is the separation of powers that we have. And the Supreme Court is supposed to do what they did. If they find it unconstitutional, they're supposed to say so. What this is trying to do is, for the first time in the history of this state, to take away a right that's already there and put it into the Constitution. It's scary, because I tell you, if this succeeds, who do we go after next? Do we go after the black people? Do we go after the disabled, all of whom have rights under the from the state constitution and from the Supreme Court? It's very frightening, and it cannot pass.
One of the kind of very interesting something that you said, you mentioned something about yourself being out
And I thought, I've never thought about that before, that of course gay and lesbian people are out or not, but their parents are probably in the closet more than we would imagine, and that's a process for them as well.
Right. And normally with the parents, it's a lot of it is their reputation. They're worried about what their friends are going to think about them, that they're a bad parent because they have a gay child.
And then another thing, it was very enlightening for me to hear your story about your friend that didn't come out even though he had such a safe area to have that happen. And actually, when I was in high school, my best friend was gay. And he was in denial, I assume, now he maybe he really wasn't in the closet about it, but I was also just in art high school, and I counted as fully a third of the students and staff were gay or lesbian, mm-hmm. and it was a boarding school, and people kind of just knew that, you know, a lot of people were there, mm-hmm. but they weren't on it elsewhere, unfortunately, but he had, his parents were repeatedly told him that it was totally fine to come out of the closet. Everybody around us knew. I was sort of in denial with him because I was so close to him, and after asking a thousand times, I was like, all right, got it. And it wasn't until he was late in college that he finally came out, and I was absolutely shocked. And, you know, why? Looking back, I don't know, but it's very interesting that, you know, people around us can't necessarily assume whether they are gay or straight,
right.
you know, regardless of what they say, and regardless of their age, really. And the last thing I'd like to mention is that I have a neighbor who is a police officer. He saw a death on a sign in his yard, and with what you had said about the police officer, that really scared me, and I'm actually really upset by this, and I come across my neighbors every once in a while, and I just want to ask him, oh, what gay person have you spoken to who thinks that this is a good idea, that they don't deserve marriage rights, because it's a rights issue, and...
Well, right, like what he said, it's not a gay issue, it's a human right issue. As a human being, you have a right to be with the person that you love.
As I recall, the 80s were the HIV AIDS epidemic, where a number of gays were almost fatalistic. We now have drugs that have done a considerable
right.
Benefit of the community, and I thought that recently, because of the drugs, the gays are getting a little careless in the area of prevention. And what has been the effect of HIV and AIDS on your community there?
Well, actually, it is higher in like the Latin American communities and the African American communities than in the Caucasian community. And I do think, as you said, kids are coming out younger and younger now because they're feeling safe. There's people on TV that they can identify with. There is gay straight alliance clubs at their high school, so it is a little easier. And I do think that they, at a younger age, they feel invincible. So maybe they aren't taking the proper precautions that they should. And I think that there is going to be a rise in it again because of that. And I constantly, with my son and his friends, I tell my son, I know you don't want to talk about this, but you are using condoms. You are taking care of yourself and being careful. And I think that is something that just needs to be drilled into their head. And especially the younger ones that feel, because my son at 25, he's at that age where he still feels like that he's invincible and he can do whatever he wants. But I think it is going to get worse again.
About the HIV thing, the last that I heard was that the group that is increasing fastest, the infected group increasing fastest, is poor young women. So that's another everybody issue. Everybody. What I wanted to be sure to tell you, because you did such a good job talking about how our children are who they are, and it's our job to love them. I heard a 15-year-old play this so perfectly years ago. He looked at his sister's little new baby boy, and he said, oh, wow, man, we get to watch and see who he turns out to be. So there it is. We get to watch.
And I wondered if you
seen the play that was written about the life of Matthew Shepard, and I understand that the reporter who reported on that story had volunteered audition to be himself in the play.
I have not seen the play. I've read different things about it and read a lot about Matthew Shepard, but I have not seen the play. I did see For the Bible Tells Me So, the movie. Did your congregation see that?
You mentioned your son, in the fact that even though he knew, you knew, it wasn't discussed for a long time. And that's a very common pattern in literature. In spite of everything that is happening on me, the most difficult part is self-acceptance. You know, it has changed and it has changed in many ways. And watching for these children, protecting them, being there for them, is the most important thing you can do. It's difficult. It was difficult many, many years for me to come out to my parents. When I sat down with my mother at 21 years old, and I told her I had something to tell her, she said, "You're going to tell me you're gay." I said, "How long do you know?" She said, "We're five." She could have saved me a lot of time. But the fact remains is that it's still difficult. There's very high suicide rate among young gay. I can't be broad because I don't know, but I know young gay males. And these are people that need support, love, and understanding. And you may run across them and your own children or nephews or nieces. And keep in mind that they will come to you probably when they're ready.
Right.
But just let them know that you're ready.
Right. Well, and I think what he said also about his mom saying that he knew, I had no indication that my son was gay before I heard him say that. I mean, he played sports, and he's 6'2", so he was always a big kid. But the funny thing is, after I heard him say that, I kept watching him to see if he did anything gay, because I thought, well, if he's gay, he must be doing something gay. But a lot of people say that they did know that, but I really had no indication that he was. He was very all boy and rode his bike and skateboarded, and there was nothing, any indications until I heard that. But then I did kind of watch him, but never saw anything else either.
You mentioned that the kids now are coming out younger and younger. In your organization of people that you come in contact with, what is the youngest age that you know?
I think any that I've heard of in my circles that I'm in is 12 that's actually verbally told someone that they're gay is about 12. But I'm sure they're coming out younger and younger than that. Maybe they're just not verbalizing it. And a lot of kids, even though they may know from day one that they're gay, they don't necessarily have a word to put with it. They don't know what gay means. They just know they're different than the other kids. But 12 is like the youngest I've had any contact with.
You're in a unique position, Brandon, to know of a lot of parents who are free because they don't understand.
Right.
Or they won't accept. And I wonder if PFLAG has any component that deals with trying to educate those parents that you already know have gay children.
Are you meaning us searching them out and contacting them?
Well, you know of some because you have some unique situations.
But we don't do that. We wait till they come to us. We have no means of doing that because we feel that is a personal choice of someone, whether you're ready to deal with it, whether your child's ready to tell you about it. And once the people come to us, even though if they don't accept it or agree with it, they've made that first step to deal with it. So once they come to PFLAG, they're already in that, okay, let's find out what's going on. But we do not actively go out and contact anyone.
I would think some of those young people would
I tell them, I tell them all that if you need me to call your parents, I will do that. You want me to send them some information, I will do that. And I have done that on occasion per the advice of the boy. But I don't openly, if I know someone, I don't say anything to them unless, no. Other than maybe making sure they know that my son is gay and I'm okay with it, that might open it up for them to open up to me. But we don't try to force it out of them.
Thank you.
diversity. I think there needs to be another organization.
But bring a little perspective to this. 1952 to 1954, I worked for the NAACP in Washington, D.C. And, not too many white people were there. Anyway, as the years have gone by, I've seen, that there's been a better and better acceptance of black people, and I'm very pleased. And now I see the need of a better and better acceptance of gay people as well. And I'm very pleased with that. And I hope we're going to keep progressing this way.
I actually wanted to share something that you perked up in my brain. This prejudice permeates other areas. My area of autism is different disorders. I have Asperger's syndrome, which is kind of high functioning autism. So do a lot of other people, about 1 in 500. A lot of people who do a lot of research have told me, personally, we're seeing a lot of gay kids with Asperger's. We think neurologically there may be a relationship to what's going on in the brain. More gay kids, more bi kids, more transgender kids, more transvestites. Among people with Asperger's. And I say, okay, where's the research? And everybody says, we won't do it. Because we're afraid if it comes out that, say, 25% of people with Asperger's are gay, parents will resist the diagnosis. And they will resort to trying to cure the child with Asperger's through dubious means. So literally, we can't get what I consider needed research so that these kids are not dealing with the double problem of a disability and struggling to come out to their parents, struggling to find themselves as gay people. Until we keep knocking down these walls, all these little pockets of information, all these little pockets of brain research aren't going to get done the way they need to. So, you know, you come and see me, you make my day.
Thank you.
Yay, minds are great. And, when I know I'm in a room full of people who, I know how everybody's going to vote on Proposition 8 here, pretty much, I have a suspicion that there's not a lot of support for it here. So, this is a very happy day for me.